Tonight's shir, Simin Kuf Lamed Beis, Dine Kedushas Uvotzian. The halachas of the Kedusha of Uvotzian, Seif Aleph. Metagaminon Kedushas Uvotzian. We say the Targum of the Kedusha in Uvotzian. V'tzarech lizoher bo mo'oid l'amo b'kavona. I want you to be very careful to say it with Kavona. The Ramah adds a l'inyan in my yachid omo, as far as whether or not an individual says it without a minyan, Dina Kedin Kedusha Shabiyaitz is the same as the halacha of Kedusha and Birchus Kriyashma. V'ayin le'el, Simon and Test, look back in Simon and Test, and our minig is we do say it. Ube Kedusha Shebet Targum, as far as the translation Aramaic of Kedusha, Yachid Oimra V'lo Shnaim, it's said as individually, it's not said with two people. V'ayin le'omra B'korim, it should not be said out loud. Mishtaburu Sifkon Alf, Metagaminan, we give the Aramaic definition or translation of Kedusha. Mr. Brewer says, Kadesh Yavinu HaKol, to make sure everyone understands it. Sifkan Beis B'Kavana, and you should be very careful to say with Kavana. Daminim B'Gemar, the Gemara teaches, Miyam Shechar V'Amigdash, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Al Makoi HaKedusha Desidra, the world stands on the Kedusha that we say during Uvotzian. Keshemachrizin Davar, if there's a need to announce something in Shul for the public, this should be done in shul before the Sheikh Siba begins Ashrei. V'loy bein Ashrei l'laman etzeach, not between Ashrei and laman etzeach. V'koshkin b'shar she'oyma kol Ashrei say kedusha, certainly not when they're saying Ashrei or say the kedusha. She'tisbatlai dizek havanasan, because they can't concentrate if someone's making announcements while they're davening. Se'if katan gimel. The ayin le'el simon and test. Look back at simon and test concerning saying kedusha de sidra biyachidus. The shamasik harma. There, the Rama concludes. And espashin a minig loyma af biyachid. The minig is to say it even alone. Or kamakal lachatchila tav yoyselam betzibur. Certainly, it's better to say it with a tzibur. V'akein therefore, im atzibur hischila loyma va'ata kadosh. If the tzibur is about to say va'ata kadosh. V'ulo amri dain ashrei uvolatzian. He didn't say ashrei. He didn't say lametzeach. He didn't begin uvolatzian. Yesh do lo amra imahem. He should say va'ata kadosh with them. Va'achach yomer ashrei v'lametzeach. Then after he did kedusha de sidra with the tzibur, he says ashrei lametzeach. V'gam hashnei psukim shekoydim va'ata kadosh, and the psukim before ata kadosh dahainu uvolatzian v'nizos pisu gomer, and then skip the kedusha because he said that already, and then pick up after that. When a person says the translation of Kedusha in Targum, he does not do it with someone else. What's the loyma? I mean to say, the psukim Kedusha shebaloshin hakodesh nemarim dafka berabim. The psukim of Kedusha that are said in loshin hakodesh we do in public, out loud. Upsukim hakedusha shebetargum nemarim dafka biyachid. But the psukim of Kedusha that are in Aramaic are specifically supposed to be done alone. Whatever is in Aramaic should be done quietly alone. So when we say Kedusha D'Sidra in Shul together, everyone says to themselves quietly the Aramaic. The Ozlo Mikri B'Tzibur, that's not called B'Tzibur. That's where the Mor concludes, not to say it out loud. But if you're diving at home, you're dying without a tzibur, you can't say it out loud. There's no halacha that you should say Kedusha de Sidra Targum quietly. The halacha shouldn't be said barabin, and that means you have to say it quietly. But if you're diving at home and there's no tzibur, you can say it out loud. Se'if Beis. Asur la'odim l'tzeis beis ha'knesses koyedim Kedusha de Sidra. It's forbidden for a person to leave shul before saying the Kedusha with the tzibur. The Ramah goes on to say that when davening is over, we conclude with Aleinu Shabech, Me'umet, and we say Aleinu standing up. V'yizor la'omu v'kavona, you should be careful to say it with kavona. U'cheshe magia el lo yoshia, yafsik ma'at, koed m'shiyom v'anachnu korim v'chulu. When you mention how others go to other gods that can't help them, you should pause before saying v'anachnu korim. Let's stop here and see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Hei. Let's say, mi'beis ha'knes v'chulu. Person may not leave shul before Kedusha de Sidra. The cave in the oil of Meskayim al Zeh, since the world stands on Kedusha de Sidra. Tzarech lizor mil zal zeh b'zeh. You have to be very careful not to disgrace it. Be sure you're in shul for that. Well, if you're not sure, according to what we clarified before, Tenochem lahader la'amim b'tzibur. One should go out of his way to say it with a tzibur. Memele tzorich lizoher shalot seis mikoydim. One has to be careful not to leave prematurely. Afilim yirtzel la'amram b'fnei atzmo, even if he wants to say it himself, im lo b'shas dechak, unless it's a shas dechak. So he's saying, I got to go. I'll say it myself. But that's not the point. The point is you should bedavka say it with a tzibur. If it's a shas dechak, you have no choice. Then you have to finish up ahead of the tzibur and you leave. And what are you going to do? But if it's not, you should bedavka say it with a tzibur. Sifkan vav kedusha de sidur, who kedusha is uval tzion? That's the kedusha of uval tzion. Sifkan zayin aleinu. Magen Avram kasa b'shem ha'ari. Magen Avram writes in the name of Arizal. Sheyemru acha kol ha'shalosh tefilas. We should actually say aleinu after each of the three tefilas. V'cheinu hagin v'medina senu. That is the practice in our land. Mavad b'vate kinesis gedolos, except for the big shuls. Shem espal and tefilas marav samach l'mincha, where they daven marav right after mincha. V'ayin l'kamon simen reish laman hey. We discuss this later, reish laman hey. Then in omer leinu acha gemar tefilas mincha. They won't say aleinu after mincha. T'aleinu sheyomu acha tefilas marav. The aleinu at the end after marav koi gam mincha goes back on mincha as well. There are many different versions of aleinu. We should not change any version. Every nusach has its foundation, has its basis. But aleinu should be said with kavana. One should say aleinu with a sense of awe and fear. All the heavenly hosts listen. Hakadosh Baruch Hu oimed in pamalya shel ma'ilu d'ibrei shom is standing with his gans pamalya v'kulam oimim v'oimim. They all respond and say Ashrei ha'om shekachalo Ashrei ha'om sheshem al kavanson. Sifkan tes v'nachnu korim v'tzorch lichor. One should bow when he says v'nachnu korim. Shlo yinir kof v'chasom. It shouldn't appear chas v'shalom like kafira that he's saying it and not doing it. The Ramah continues v'oimim kadosh yosom achar oleinu. We say kadosh yosom after oleinu. Even if you don't have an orphan in shul, someone who lost a parent would say it. Even a person who has a parent, he can say that kaddish if the parents don't mind. Let's stop here and take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yud. Kash Yosem Achar Leinu. Shahari the oilam tzvichalom a kaddish achash om psukim. There's a rule that when you say psukim, you say a kaddish. Ubalenu yishgam kim psukim. This psukim at the end of Alenu, which is from kash achrov, so it deserves kaddish. Ashenaga b'kash zeh lahanichal yosom shemes of imo. But the minig was to leave this kaddish for the orphan who lost a parent. Neishishisem katan, because there are orphans who are not yet bar mitzvah, and they can't daven for the amit. Or afilu gedolim, or even adults. Shemichom yoschir tzibah, they can't daven for the amit. V'loim kaddish ubaruchu achrov imo. So they can't say kaddish, can't say baruchu for a parent. Because if they were capable of dying for the Amid, that's actually better than saying Kaddish. We all know from the story of Akiva the great benefits that the Nifter has when the child says Kaddish and Baruch Hu, especially in the first year. Therefore, they made a takana and set aside this Kaddish. So all you need is a Kaddish, there's nothing else. For these orphans, Hain Katan Gedolim, where they're Katan and Gedolim, and they could say this Kaddish. At the end of the chapter, I bring in Be'er Halacha all the relevant laws of Kaddish briefly. U'b'shem Maimer Kaddishin Yikare, it's called Maimer Kaddishin. Sifkan Yud Aleph. Yachal Omro Im Ein V'chulo. A child can say Kaddish if the parents aren't mocking. What's something to say? Davka Kishuhu Misha'er. He has to estimate they don't mind. This is specifically to Kash Yosem. Because his Kash is designated for orphans. But they're not for the Amid, and he's going to say Kaddish. Or the first of Shema, or to say Kaddish by Baruch Hu. We're not choshed to be makmer that at all. That's why there's nothing wrong with someone making a Siyam and saying Kaddish at the end of the Siyam. That's not a Kaddish Yosem, the Kaddish at the end of the Siyam is Echta. And very often this comes up when a grandparent passes away and the parents aren't going to say Kaddish. The children won't say Kaddish. They ask the grandchild who's from to say Kaddish. So the parents aren't makbid. They dafka want. They're very happy that the Einikl is saying Kaddish for the Zayda. So then that scenario is a case when the parents aren't makbid. They dafka want. They're very happy that the grandchild, their child, is going to say kaddish for the deceased grandparent. The Ramah continues, V'yishlom epitam ha-ketoyris erev avoyker achat tefila. We should say pitam ha-ketoyris in the afternoon by mincha and in the morning after davening. V'oymim tachila. First we say en kelekein v'chulu. V'oymim ha-shir shalvim ha-yoyim ha-mikdo shachas avad. As far as the shir shalyom, we only do that in the morning. V'yesh ha-kasvi, there are those who write, l'hizar lo mepitam ha-ketoyris mitoch ha-ksav lo ba-peh. The one should only say pitam ha-ketoyris from a written version and not do it by heart. Because when we say it, it's instead of burning the incense. V'chashinon, Shem Yadag, I'm afraid he may skip echad mi sama maneha, one of the spices. V'aminon shuchav misem chisa achas mi sama maneha. The halacha is if a person leaves out one of the spices, chav misa. If a kohen brought the keteris missing one of the spices, chav misa. So if a person in his recitation of the keteris misses a spice, he might also be chav misa. So only say it mitoch eksav. Therefore, the minig is not to say it on a weekday. People are running to work. V'chashin and shemidak, so are afraid, they'll skip a word. When a person leaves shul, they say the pasuk Hashem l'cheni, and he bows and he exits. Mishnah Berurah sif katan yud beis. V'yeshlam v'chulum. One should say pitam ha-ketoyris. V'pnei shaketoyris hayim maktirin pa'amayim v'chayom. Ketoyris is burned twice a day. After mincha, or before mincha, that keteris lohoyim aktirin b'lai, they wouldn't bring keteris at night. Sefkan yudad uboiker achat tefillah in the morning after davening. V'tzarech iyun. Lama no oimos abeshavas yontav achem musaf. Why do we say it after musaf on shavas yontav? V'alak keteris kodemus the musaf in the kol yama. Everyone agrees keteris came before the musaf. V'yishayach lekarben tamid. It belongs to the karben tamid. Maybe the goal is you should finish your davening with Divrei Torah. In the writings of the Arizal, it's brought to chase away the klipas. The Shloah says, say it before and after davening. Say it twice. We say the Shir Shoyom. Ayin Magen Avram. Shemasik, the Kavanas Ramaloma, b'chol yom hashir shaykh l'oso yom. Magavam explains that the intent of Ramah is that each day we say the Kapitel Tehillim relevant to that specific day. On the first day of the week, Levim would say l'dov mizmor. Atzof mizmor to the end. Each day we do the mizmor that's appropriate to that day. He doesn't mean to say the nusach that we say in Shabbos. Achim, but Shabbos not going to earn lower Mishnah zu. On Shabbos, the minhag is to say that Mishnah. Acha pita mekatoros after pita mekatoros, commotion difference by sedurim, as is written in the sedurim. So notice on the side point out that by saying the Shir Shoyom, we fulfill the mandate of Zachas Yom Shabbos Lekacho, because we start Hayom Yom Rishno Shabbos, Hayom Yom Shen Shabbos. The Ramah doesn't say to say that, just says to say the Mizmor. Why do we introduce it with Hayom Yom? In order to remember that Zochas Yom Shabbos Akacho. And he brings, Rosh Zalman's minig was, he would say, Zochas Yom Shabbos Akacho, Hayom Yom Rishon Shabbos. Zochas Yom Shabbos Yom Shein Shabbos. Every day of the week you count it to Shabbos. That's him becoming Zochas Yom Shabbos, every day of the week. So we just do it without saying Zochas Yom Shabbos Akacho. We are mentioning Shabbos and thinking to Shabbos. But he actually would say it before he would say the Hayom Yom. Sivkan Dezayin, Shachos Levat, the Shir Shayom is only in the morning. After B'migdosh Hayom Shira Al Niske Hayayin Gam Al Tamed Shabbein Aram, even the Beis HaMikdosh, there would be a Shira when they poured the wine in the Mizbeach in the afternoon, on the Korban Tamed in the afternoon. Achem Neshekam Apam Hayo Kohanim Terudim, but many times Kohanim were busy. V'mevin HaNesachim Shabbein Arbayim B'Layla, and the Nesachim, the wine pouring, would actually occur at night. V'Layla Ein Om Shira, we don't say Shira at night. L'Thikach Nogan Lomash Shish B'Shach Zavad, there the minig became just to say the Shir Shayom in the morning only. The Eze Mizmer Nuhagin Lom B'Yontif, the Shishim. What about Yontif? What Mizmer do we say in Yontif? Yevoyar Im Yerza Hashem. We'll clarify with if Hashem wills. L'Kamon B'Yerza Yontif, L'Ein Yerza Yontif. So notice point down on the side that Vayis Techayis was not Yerza Hashem. He never did. We don't find L'Ein Yerza Yontif anywhere that the Mishnah Berurah addresses, not Mishnah Berurah Nebi Alocha, the shear of the specific Yom Tovim. But if you're familiar, you're interested, look in Maisa Rab, the Vilna Gaon. He brings every Chag the proper nusach to say for that chag. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Yud Zayin, Shem Yedalik. We only say the Keteres from Ksav because we're afraid if you do it by heart, you may skip something. Uveis Yosef, in fact, Uveis Yosef is upset with this whole thing. The din is if a person's makter Keteres missing one of the seven bonim, chayv misa. There's no din chayv misa ba'amira. By saying it, you're not chayv misa. And furthermore, the ain misa b'meizid. You only chayv misa b'meizid. Here it's a mistake. You left it out. Therefore, medakin will say it every single day. They're not going to say it only. They'll say it from a ksav, but we're not going to say, "Well, wait only to Shabbos." We're not in a rush. They'll say it every single day. The yesha kaster oisan she'in oimel b'shabbos, and those who only say it on Shabbos, ain maraglu b'fayi kolkach. They're not so familiar with it. They should talk you to sitter. So in other words, they want to say, if you say it every single day, you can talk to say it by heart. If you don't say it every day, only say it on Shabbos, then it makes sense to use itself, to read it from something. But lamais, I think most of us who say Keteres every day in the morning will use the sitter. So kain yuches mishtachav yoytze, at the end of davening, he says the pasuk Hashem yamtnecheni, he bows and steps out to the Mikdash Nami, so to the base of Mikdash, kishagomar avoida, when they finished avoida, hayim mishtachav in the yoytzen, they would bow and exit. Va'ayein, the magen avam. Look in the magen avam.